Bar carriers from all over the world showcasing the party's stance on topical issues and presenting a comprehensive Islamic solution.
ادْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُم بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ.
Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction, and argue with them in a way that is best. Presenting Dawah Talks.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the people of Yemen as the ones with the most lenient and softest of hearts. He alayhi salatu salam said, "Atakum ahl al-Yaman, humma araqu afida wa alyanu quluban." The people of Yemen arrive to you, but they have the most lenient and softest of hearts. But these tender hearts are broken and struck with melancholy and sadness because of what has become of a country that was once called happy, but was replaced with misery, hardship and suffering over the 33 years of the rule of ousted Ali Saleh. The heartbreak and bleeding increased over the past 2 years under a war waged by their own sons and between a coalition led by Saudi Arabia against the Houthis, supported by Iran. Both sides are but tools in the framework of the Anglo-American colonial struggle over influence and interests. And this war was more severe than the impact of the sword, as the poet said. It is a war that has left colossal destruction on the ground, thousands of dead and tens of thousands wounded, as well as nearly 7 million people on the verge of famine, with others suffering from acute malnutrition, especially among children. More than 2 million children are malnutritioned, and more than 460,000 are severely malnutritioned. There is an outbreak of infectious diseases, and the number of child deaths have increased. UNICEF announced that a Yemeni child dies every 10 minutes due to cholera and diarrheal diseases. The United Nations announced that one-third of the population have no drinking water. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Get out. The people want to overthrow the regime, are such slogans raised by the people of Yemen in their revolution against injustice and tyranny, which showed the manifestation of their brotherhood with their brothers in the countries of the Arab Spring, also revolting against oppression and their eagerness to be governed by Allah's laws. This was evident in the exit of millions to the streets and squares of the Al-Nasr Friday for Al-Sham and Yemen on 30th September 2011, in accordance with the hadith and supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, "Allahumma barik lana fi shamana wa yamanana." O Allah, bless for us our Sham and our Yemen. It was the first joint activity between the revolutionaries of Yemen and the Syrian revolutionaries. The name was a true reflection expressing the vitality of this Ummah, its unity and the unity of its cause, which transcends the limits of the evil division. The problem that afflicts the people of Syria and the people of Yemen and all Muslim countries in these authoritarian regimes, which disrupt the rule of Allah and remove Islam from the reality of life and impose the Ummah a system of government that clashes with its creed and contradicts its identity. The people of Yemen and all other Muslims need a state that rules by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that cares for their affairs, protects them and unites them. This state is the second righteous Khilafah state, the Caliphate, on the method of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. We invite you to work for its establishment. This is the situation of our people in Yemen. This is my Ummah. So where is my state?
Dawah carriers from all over the world showcasing the party's stance on topical issues and presenting a comprehensive Islamic solution.
ادْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُم بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ.
Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction, and argue with them in a way that is best. Presenting Dawah Talks.
The Muslims of Central Asia. This month is the one all Muslims are united in looking to better themselves and multiply their hasanah, so that they move ever forward in their position in the Akhirah and be amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the most. When we think of how many things we share as Muslims, we should also give thought to the struggles that are faced by our brothers and sisters who are under immense pressure to leave their Islamic thoughts and values and compromise with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to serve the false idols of secularism and man-made laws. Central Asia incorporates the regions of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, and of the 66 million inhabitants, 55 million of them are Muslim. We know that they endured brutal discrimination and persecution during the Soviet era, but this has only accelerated after the demise of communism. This Ramadan, we should remember the Muslims of Uzbekistan, who faced decades under the inhumane dictatorship of Karimov, who used kidnapping, torture and murder as routine practice in his failed attempt to weaken the motivation of dawah carriers, who exposed his corrupt regime. Today, the Western governments continue to support this same tyranny under new leadership, and our sisters face ever more hardships, as not only do we see their husbands taken from them, but they themselves are facing the ultimate sacrifice of being dishonored and separated from their children. They are enduring bans on the Islamic dress code that has been enforced in the entire Central Asian region. Our sisters in the Fergana Valley were assaulted by the national security apparatus in the city of Kokand, and their headscarves were removed by force. Bans on the sale of jilbabs and headscarves have been widespread since 2012. We remember the martyrdom of Sister Nilufar Rahim Janaz, mother of four children in Uzbekistan, who was arrested and imprisoned in Zangota prison for 10 years. We remember the plight of Sister Aman of Zulfia, who was arrested in Kyrgyzstan after she selflessly pursued the murder of her dawah carrier father by security agents. We remember 55-year-old Sister Zulhamo Hamdamova and her 46-year-old sister Marinaso Hamdamova, who was jailed for simply practicing Islam. These examples are being continuously repeated and will be an ongoing test for our Ummah in Central Asia, as there is no sincere leadership in existence that will come to the aid of those that carry the truth and work to replace oppression with the justice of the ruling system of Islam. In May this year, new discussions have been entertained by the Kyrgyzstan government to enforce more draconian religious censorship laws targeting Islamic books and discussions. Hundreds of our brothers and sisters have already been arrested for simply having copies of the Quran on their mobile phones or for merely talking about Islamic ideas. Considering Ramadan is the month of reciting Quran in its complete, unchanged original form, and that the Taraweeh prayers is one of the collective gatherings where this is done, we can only begin to imagine the difficulties our Ummah will face now and in the future. Despite all of these challenges, our Ummah in the Central Asian regions never shows signs of submission to the terror tactics or escalating attacks on the Islamic identity. In fact, the very opposite is the case. The more difficult the situation becomes, the stronger they become in their commitment to live the Islamic way of life under the Khilafah ruling system. Their voices become ever louder and are never silenced, and each generation that witnesses the failure of non-Islamic politics wishes for change more than the last. SubhanAllah, This is indeed the sign of true iman and sincerity in the thoughts and actions of our dear brothers and sisters globally. They will never give up their desire to live by Quran and Sunnah in its entirety, and they work for its return under the Islamic leadership of the Khalifa more than ever before. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our brothers and sisters in Central Asia strong and steadfast, as they have and continue to be an inspiring example to all Muslims globally. This is my Ummah, but where is my Dawla?
Dawa carriers from all over the world showcasing the party's stance on topical issues and presenting a comprehensive Islamic solution.
ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن.
Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction, and argue with them in a way that is best. Presenting Dawa Talks.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described the people of Yemen as the ones with the most lenient and softest of hearts. He alayhi salatu salam said, "Atakum ahli al-Yaman, humma araqu afida wa alyanu quluban." The people of Yemen arrive to you, but they have the most lenient and softest of hearts. But these tender hearts are broken and struck with melancholy and sadness because of what has become of a country that was once called happy, but was replaced with misery, hardship and suffering over the 33 years of the rule of ousted Ali Saleh. The heartbreak and bleeding increased over the past 2 years under a war waged by their own sons and between a coalition led by Saudi Arabia against the Houthis, supported by Iran. Both sides are but tools in the framework of the Anglo-American colonial struggle over influence and interests. And this war was more severe than the impact of the sword, as the poet said. It is a war that has left colossal destruction on the ground, thousands of dead and tens of thousands wounded, as well as nearly 7 million people on the verge of famine, with others suffering from acute malnutrition, especially among children. More than 2 million children are malnutritioned, and more than 460,000 are severely malnutritioned. There is an outbreak of infectious diseases, and the number of child deaths have increased. UNICEF announced that a Yemeni child dies every 10 minutes due to cholera and viral diseases. The United Nations announced that one-third of the population have no drinking water. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Get out. The people want to overthrow the regime, are such slogans raised by the people of Yemen in their revolution against injustice and tyranny, which showed the manifestation of their brotherhood with their brothers in the countries of the Arab Spring, also revolting against oppression and their eagerness to be governed by Allah's laws. This was evident in the exit of millions to the streets and squares of the Al-Nasr Friday for Al-Sham and Yemen on 30th September 2011, in accordance with the hadith and supplication of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which he said, "Allahumma barik lana fi shamana wa yamanana." O Allah, bless for us our Sham and our Yemen. It was the first joint activity between the revolutionaries of Yemen and the Syrian revolutionaries. The name was a true reflection expressing the vitality of this Ummah, its unity and the unity of its cause, which transcends the limits of the evil division. The problem that afflicts the people of Syria and the people of Yemen and all Muslim countries in these authoritarian regimes, which disrupt the rule of Allah and remove Islam from the reality of life and impose the Ummah a system of government that clashes with its creed and contradicts its identity. The people of Yemen and all other Muslims need a state that rules by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that cares for their affairs, protects them and unites them. This state is the second righteous khilafah state, the caliphate, on the method of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. We invite you to work for its establishment. This is the situation of our people in Yemen. This is my ummah. So where is my state?
Dawah carriers from all over the world showcasing the party's stance on topical issues and presenting a comprehensive Islamic solution.
ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن.
Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction, and argue with them in a way that is best. Presenting Dawah Talks.